Following a terrorist attack in New Zealand that claimed 50 lives and was reportedly motivated by white supremacy, President Trump was asked Friday whether he views white nationalism as a global threat, and he had this to say.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
He also went on to say it's certainly a terrible thing. Joining us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is Todd Green, a former State Department advisor on Islamophobia and religion professor at Luther College. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
Thanks for having me.
So do you agree with the president in terms of the scope of the problem and his view of it?
I'm not surprised he articulated those views, but no, I don't agree with him at all. There are two reasons why we should be very concerned that the exact opposite is happening. The first being that the perpetrator of the attack in New Zealand, his views on Muslims are not an outlier. They're actually very similar to the views held by people like Donald Trump and Geert Wilders in the Netherlands and Viktor Orban in Hungary and many other right-wing politicians. They all share the belief that Muslims are foreign and alien to the West, or that they are invaders who are taking over, or that they pose a threat to, quote-unquote, our way of life. And this has been basically views that have become mainstream in many political circles across Western nations in recent years, including here in the United States as well. And the other reason we should be concerned that the trend is getting worse and that the problem is reaching epidemic proportions is that the New Zealand attack is very much driven by white supremacy, and it's the latest in a long string of such attacks going back a decade. If you think about the attack on the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, the African-American churches in Charleston, South Carolina, the attack on the Pittsburgh synagogue, last year, the attack on Quebec City Mosque, now the Christchurch Mosque. What all of these share in common is white angry men, driven by white supremacy, targeting racial and religious minority communities out of fear of some sort of loss over white identity or white culture. So by all signs, things are not getting better. They're getting much, much worse, and we must hold on tight because I fear that more is to come.
I was going to ask you that in terms of when we talk about these two things, Islamophobia and then white nationalism, are they one and the same? Is that kind of where it's moving?
Yeah, they're very much intertwined. Islamophobia fundamentally is a form of racism. Muslims certainly, of course, are not a race, but they are racialized. They are treated and viewed as a monolithic entity, a suspect population that must be targeted with discrimination, or in some extreme cases, like in New Zealand, we see, must be targeted with violence. But the racism in question is very much intertwined with white supremacy. We see this in the manifesto of the perpetrator in New Zealand. He is worried about Muslims and immigrants, which are kind of synonymous for him, taking over Europe, replacing white Europe with something that's foreign to European culture and civilization. And that doesn't surprise any of us who study Islamophobia. This anxiety over white identity, white nationalism, is very much a driver, and is anxiety over Muslims as well. And we saw that hinted at throughout the last presidential campaign with President Trump. People like Steve King, who's a representative in my state, in the state of Iowa, who's both very much in participatory in these white nationalist networks, and who also articulates this fear of Muslim and immigrant populations taking over or replacing white culture or white civilization.
So I'm sure you just heard, as I was introing yourself, I'm sure you heard the president's quote where he talked about the fact that, in his opinion, it's just a small group of people with very serious problems. Do the numbers back that up? I mean, is it you mentioned the fact that, yes, it's growing, but is it a small group of people?
It's a growing group of people who are taking these extreme views, or these white supremacist, white nationalist views, and translating them into violence. But yet, no, the numbers actually don't back him up at all. And last year, in 2018, according to the Anti-Defamation League, about 50 people or so in the United States were killed by extremists. In all of those cases, the perpetrators of these murders were right-wing extremists. None of them were killed at the hands of Muslim extremists. In the past decade, according to the same study, right-wing extremists in the United States have killed three times as many people as those with individuals with a Muslim background. And many of the right-wing extremists we're talking about do have ideologies that are very similar to or intersect with white supremacy and white nationalism. So the data is pointing in the exact opposite direction. The problem, of course, is that President Trump and many other politicians over the past decade have ignored this problem or have tried not to pay too much attention to it out of fear that they're going to alienate some elements within their own base. And that's why we have the epidemic that we have right now. And until this changes, we should not expect this type of violence to subside anytime soon. We should prepare ourselves, unfortunately, for more to come.